the fresh data that he put out, and it's looking at, Barbara had alluded to, some of the data as to people that went, to Winnebago. I just wanted to reference to that chart. Those are the issues, there you go. Issues to Winnebago. There were, we had total admissions of 119 people to Winnebago Mental Health Institute. And what I wanted to say was that 12 of those were new, 8 of those were 971s, and 10 of those were RTMRs. And what my understanding is, of those, 30 individuals, those are people that had such acute situations that they were not replaced in a community placement here in a hospital within or in community here in the city. So that was eye-opening for me to get that information. If you want to speak to that.
Yeah, so these are cases, RTMR, it's returned to more restrictive settings. So these are individuals who have a civil commitment in place, who the treatment team has requested that they be returned to an inpatient setting because of an increase in symptoms or challenges. Many times these are individuals who aren't taking their psychiatric medications and have a pretty serious relapse of their symptoms. And so it's often challenging for the organizations to find these folks when they're rejecting treatment and there's some time that elapses. So in a very small number of cases, but a significant number of cases, these are folks when they're brought in are extremely sick. And if there isn't capacity that can manage a very high acuity patient locally, the only facility that has to accept a county referral is the state hospital at Winnebago. So when we can't find a local bed, that is our course. I think the intriguing piece of the data, just to take it a little further, is out of those 119 people, essentially 30 folks came through our system who would have been managed by the Mental Health Emergency Center. The balance of those cases were, when Mary mentioned the 971s, these are complex criminal conversions. These are people who've been charged with a crime, treated to competency, they're sent to the Mendota Mental Health Institute on the forensic side, which is outside, completely outside of our control. If they're declared not competent, not likely to regain, and if their crimes have dangerousness associated with them that can be used in a civil commitment hearing, there's an attempt to convert those cases to Chapter 51 commitments, and there's an appropriate pathway there. We don't typically find out about those cases until they're very close to their mandatory release date. Typically, they're all radio state hospital, and what ends up happening is the bill essentially transfers from the Department of Corrections to the Behavioral Health Services, but we don't really control those admissions or those referrals. We mobilize to get the person back to the community or to a local facility as quickly as possible. But that's the difference in those numbers. So I think it needs to be said that traditionally we haven't sent people from Milwaukee to the state hospital under emergency detention. I want to say in the 6.5 years I was here before we closed the facility, we made zero referrals. There may have been one case from the Behavioral Health Division Hospital. So there's a net gain of about 30 folks that we couldn't find a bed for in our new system. And we're working really closely with Granite Hills and with Aurora Psychiatric Hospital and the others to create a pathway for them to serve more challenging patients with a higher level of acuity. But that number of 30 is unacceptable. We don't want to send anyone out of our community. But I believe Risk Board has actually even seen some feedback in the public sessions. Some of the cases that went to Winnebago, even the family involved was like, we're glad the person went there. That was the level of care they needed. It's a facility set up to serve really challenging folks. And so, again, we continue to try to get to zero, but that's the data is much more complicated than the numbers might imply.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to look at this report from Dr. Schneider, there's a lot of really in-depth data. If you've got any questions, reach out to Dr. Schneider for a digestion of what he's got here. Because it was really informative and it was really helpful to understand what's in there. So thank you.
Item number 14 is the Finance Committee updates. This is a
hopefully